Hi, this is Mike Maduda, and you're listening to the ZFM Sports Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final beat. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina, champions of the world. And the nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
She's a happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. Let me finish.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Wacky Wednesday on ZFM Sport. We got a fantastic show lined up for you. And what you can look forward to in the show today, Chevron's one win away from T20 World Cup.
We know that we are a strong team, and to come here, we're expecting to win all our games.
NFL, how far will the Miami Dolphins go without star receiver Tyreek Hill?
It's Tyreek Hill, who is obviously a unicorn. His explosiveness, his ability to get open, everything he does on a football field, only Tyreek Hill can do.
And Liverpool have been slammed for losing to Galatasaray in the Champions League.
Osimhen against Alisson. And it's 1-0 Galatasaray. There's the final whistle. It's a famous night in Istanbul, but it hasn't gone Liverpool's way this time.
See. I'm in the company of the usual suspects, Mike, my daughter, Alois Bunjira, Chris Meadzi, our producer, Sean Tafirinika. My name is Barry Manandi. Well, the Chevrons have done what the Chevrons needed to do, Mikey, yeah. And it's put a smile on our faces. They got Kenya tomorrow, and it could be all good, all done.
Yeah, I don't know about a smile on my face. I think I'm quietly satisfied because this is what we expected of the Chevrons.
Correct.
Yeah. I'll be satisfied when they actually qualify for the World Cup. That's when you'll see a big smile on my face.
Yeah, the Liverpool jokes are not ending, Chris, and losing to Galatasaray doesn't help.
It doesn't. I think we're all basking in the ambiance of...
Won't last.
It's not going to last.
Enjoy
long,
it while it
but
lasts.
Listen, slot time, unfortunately, didn't happen.
Alois, big one tonight. Barcelona PSG. Ho, ho, ho. Mouth-watering.
Who wants to miss that one? I don't think there's anybody who wants to miss that one. This is like the final before the final to me. Honestly.
Absolutely.
Speaking.
Yeah. It's the final we didn't get last season.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We got it now.
Oh, my days. Anyway, we're talking about that in the second half of the show. Should be a good one. 0772-168-045. You're an important part of what we do. But first, the power play.
Hi, this is Benjamin Locke. I'm on the Zimbabwe Davis Cup team, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Ira Star, of course, getting us off to a flyer with the track's ability.
Ira or Arya Star?
Ira.
Arya Stark was in Game of Thrones.
I made the same mistake you're making. Because it's easy. You think about, what's her name? Arya Stark.
Arya Stark.
Yeah. Stark. Yes. Then she called herself Ira Stark.
Yeah. That's where he came from.
That's
no
where
he
came from. No doubt.
You think
no,
so?
No.
No doubt. Surely she was a musician before the show.
No.
And probably went under a different name.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
I don't...
Look at when Game of Thrones started.
Yes.
And then...
versus when she...
When she came to prominence.
Came to prominence. Okay, cool. Exactly. 100%. The track, Civility, which mentions Shinji Kagawa. We're going to be playing songs that mention footballers' names. Our play of the day is certainly going to be interesting. But what we want to talk about is the Chevrons, where their bowler, Brad Evans, is confident Zimbabwe will qualify for the ICC 2026 T20 World Cup when they take on Kenya in the semi-final of the Africa qualifier tomorrow afternoon. Evans, who had career best figures of 4 for 16 in his country's 113-run victory over Tanzania yesterday, believes the Chevrons are on the verge of booking their ticket for the Global T20 showpiece in India and Sri Lanka next year.
We know that we are a strong team, and to come here, we're expecting to win all our games, but it's one thing expecting to do it and it's another thing doing it. So I think the group up there is just really happy with everybody's contributions, you know, at different stages throughout this tournament. It's not just been two or three people getting us over the line. Every single person has contributed so far, and I think that's a sign that we're a very strong team. So the expectations are on us to keep winning, but the good teams just turn up and do the basics really well, and I think that's what we're doing at the moment.
See. Brad Evans doing the bits, Mikey, and in truth, his injury spell and then his long delay to come back into the T20 setup, I think we lost something there, but he's shown what he can bring to the country. Admittedly, the opposition is not great.
Yeah, the opposition is not great, but what do they say in sport, Barry? The old adage, you can only beat what's put in front of you, and that's what the Chevrons have been doing, and we've seen some really good performances from different players, so it's not just Brad Evans. We've seen, of course, come to the party as well with some big performances. I also love the sort of like consistency of selection that has been shown by our selectors as far as trusting a particular group of players to get the job done. I think that's what builds sort of like unity within the team. That's what builds a cohesive squad. Players are confident enough to know that, you know what, I'm going to be there for the next game, I'm for the game after, and for the game after that, because I think Zimbabwe only made one change, bringing in Dion Myers for Brendan Taylor, who scored a century in his first T20 against Botswana on Sunday, and so giving Mudara Brendan a bit of a rest.
Exactly.
And bringing in one of the young guns, as it were, and Zimbabwe still managed to get the job done. And I love the fact that we have been commanding these performances. Yeah. We just haven't been winning, but we have been winning big margins. Yeah. 221, I think, for the loss of 5 wickets, which was absolutely fantastic for the boys.
And that's what we said, isn't it, Chris, when we previewed this tournament and said, listen, we are playing it because of how low we've sunk, but what we need to show is that we're able to swat these sides aside and head off to the World Cup. The only team that possibly should even fancy their chances is Namibia, because of that 3-match series that preceded the tournament. But everybody else, we should be able to annihilate. So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. And I think it's really great to see these wins on the back of Zimbabwe performing really well on all facets of the game. I think usually we have a really great bowling performance, a really great batting performance, and then that sort of becomes the pillar and everything else a little bit wonky. But I think what we've seen here is a Chevron side that's able to perform with the bat and with the ball, which I think has been assisting us a great deal. And important that we get these wins. I think a lot of us were skeptical in terms of what the Chevrons would be able to do, considering how patchy the form had been before. We had played some good opposition beforehand, but I think in this tournament, the Chevrons are really making sure they put their hand up for that T20 World Cup.
With the format of the tournament, meaning that two teams qualify, just getting into the final will do a job. So, in truth, one game away against Kenya, should be job done, but you still have to play.
Yeah, we still have to play. We still have to do the job like we have done. And I don't think anything should sort of like leave us skeptical or cynical about what we're going to witness in that semi-final. I fully expect Zimbabwe to get the job done. And that is what the boys will probably do. I think we're a far better side than Kenya. And we will show it in this particular game. And once we get to the final, we've booked, of course, passage to the next round. And that's good for Zimbabwe. That's the level we should be be playing at. And but for me, it's more than just winning. Like I said, it's the manner in which we win. Yeah. We have to be dominant. We have to be bludgeoning these sides and showing them that, you know what, we're a cut above.
Looking at Kenya's results going into the semi-final, Chris, you can sort of understand why Mike is confident, and we should all be confident, because they shouldn't foster too much resistance.
Not at all. I think Kenya only won one of their three group matches, and they advanced to the semi-finals on superior run rates in Group B. So it's, I think, based off of what we've done just in tournament and where they are coming from, I think we're going to be distinctly confident. And just from what we've seen so far, I think the Chevrons will be able to put Kenya away quite well.
Oh, so that game takes place tomorrow afternoon. It is Zimbabwe versus Kenya, with a spot in the final at stake. Go Chevrons, go. Quick update out of the world of cricket. Exciting news of the custodians of the laws of the game and owners of the iconic Lord's Cricket Ground, the Marylebone Cricket Club, have announced a 13-man squad for their historic tour of Zimbabwe next week. The forthcoming tour marks the first time that MCC tours Zimbabwe in the modern era. If I remember correctly, Mike, they lost towards Zimbabwe 1964. This is epic.
Yeah, Rhodesia. So this is the first time that they're touring
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. So this is something obviously that's very significant. And this is the key one, because sport is more than just the performance and the games and the results that we see on the field of play. There's also the issue of diplomacy, and this is part of sports diplomacy, and I think it shows you that Zimbabwe cricket is getting back somewhere with the big international cricket family, especially those, of course, who are the owners of the game. And we know how influential nations like India, like England and Australia are. Those are the big hitters as far as world cricket is concerned. And then as far as, of course, the culture and the etiquette of the game, it's all housed at the Marylebone Cricket Club. And so this is a great PR move, I think, for Zimbabwe cricket to have them on our shores. Phenomenal. And that's, you know, when Zimbabwe cricket does well, I think we need to pat them on the back and say, you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
Because as part of the broader engagement initiatives by Zimbabwe cricket, this is a big win for them.
Yeah. Massive win. Captain, of course, by Glamorgan Batta. Will Small, the squad also includes 9 players with first class or A List A experience, and will play 7 matches of varying formats, including a 3-day first class match right here on our shores. Let's give you a local sports news roundup with Chris.
I listen to my radio. CFM stereo. From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's CFM Sports. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Let's start off with some triathlon news. Following a positive response from schools in the first events of the season, Triathlon Zimbabwe Schools Commission representative Tanya Radzwa Kasaira is optimistic of the upcoming races. The season got off with the Harare International School hosting the Fun Aquathlon event. Aquathlon event 2 weeks ago. Over the weekend, a number of schools attended the National Duathlon Championships at Donnybrook Racetrack as part of their build-up to the Junior School Series that begins in October. In karate news, Zimbabwe National Karate Federation have begun preparing for the upcoming Guardian Girls Karate Instructors course in November. The events are World Karate Federation-led programs in partnership with the UNFPA, and they are focused on equipping instructors with skills to run self-defense and anti-gender-based violence programs.
Ready for summer? Oh yeah, we are too. I got
from the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's CFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. Whether it's the NBA or NFL, the best of America on CFM Sport.
right, let's go to the United States of America, and we're talking the NFL. Don't forget, we're going to be having the Fan Zone a bit later on. Send us your messages on 0772-168-045. That's 0772-168-045. Now, NFL pundit and former player Dominique Foxworth says it'll be hard for the Miami Dolphins to find success following the season-ending injury to star wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
I mean, I absolutely think that they do in that building, but I think it's hard to imagine a situation where they make a big run without their best offensive weapon. Right. He's key to everything that they're doing. Like, you think about what Xavier Worthy's addition back to the Chiefs matter. Like, he's Xavier Worthy times 10. Like, yeah. On this offense, everything that they're doing are predicated on his ability to break defenses and draw attention. So they're going to have to find a different way to attack things offensively.
It's crazy. Well, there's been a lot of chatter, Barry, coming off this past week in NFL action about Tyreek Hill. What's his importance? You know, there are a lot of guys who obviously don't follow Gridiron who are listening to the show. And are they, wow, Tyreek Hill, who's this guy? Yeah. And why is he so important to the Miami Dolphins?
It wouldn't be an issue if he wasn't one of the most productive and dynamic offensive threats in the NFL, period. Okay, so he's a huge player.
Are you going to throw some stats at me? Because that's what they do with Americans.
Absolutely. We'd love to learn stats. Yeah. Let me try and rattle this
one.
In truth, he entered the 2025 season with 265 receiving yards and one touchdown in 21 receptions. Only Justin Jefferson, since 2022 this is, hey? Only Justin Jefferson has managed to reel in more receiving yards, and only Malik Nabers, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Adams have had a higher percentage of their team's targets. So I think the Dolphins are losing a massive player who attracts a lot of attention, as well as delivers as well.
Well, Chris, with Hill sidelined, I think it's fairly obvious that the Dolphins' passing attack will require other receivers to step up to fill that void. And it's a big void, but who will we be looking to fill it up?
So there's the lovely named Jalen Waddle.
Chris Waddle.
Remember Chris Waddle? Yeah. Oh, I used to enjoy him. Oh, what a player.
So he's already a proven performer, and he's expected to assume that primary offensive role. He has surpassed Stat Attack, 1,000 receiving yards in each of his first three NFL seasons, and that's benefiting from defenses often focusing on Hill.
So does he have it now to be the primary focus? Because I love the fact that you know, he's been sort of like a guy that's sort of like slipped in under the radar because everyone's been so focused on Hill.
Yeah.
Now everyone's focused on him. Yep. Can he step up to the plate?
I think so. I think opposing teams will now likely focus in on him naturally. Yeah. So he increasing that challenge of, you know, maintaining that production while creating opportunities for other receivers. So he's already, you know, demonstrated that he can handle additional responsibility. There was a game without Hill in which he recorded 8 receptions for 142 yards and a touchdown, despite having a limited supporting cast. So can he do it? I think he's already proven he can.
Absolutely. And of course, the Dolphins face a challenging schedule moving forward, including a road game against the Carolina Panthers this weekend, followed by matchups against the Los Angeles Chargers, Atlanta Falcons, Baltimore Ravens, and the Buffalo Bills. And of course, that is going to be make or break time for the Dolphins.
Hi, my name's Ryan Kins, Sunshine Tour professional golfer, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
It's on in New Zealand, where an unbeaten maiden century by New Zealand's Tim Robinson wasn't enough to deny Australia a comfortable 6-wicket win in the opening T20 International at Bay Oval. In news from Australia, the most capped test player for the Wallabies, James Slipper, will retire from international rugby after Saturday's rugby championship clash against New Zealand. In France, veteran tennis player Gaël Monfils says he feels stupidly lucky to have played in a golden era of tennis after announcing he will retire at the end of the 2026 season. And in Singapore, where we touched down, Charles Leclerc believes reverse grids should not be introduced in Formula One, arguing they are not a part of the sport's DNA.
CFM Serial is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
time for the fan zone. Time for you to have your say your way on 0772-168-045. That number again, 0772-168-045. Or you can get in touch with us on Twitter. Simply search for at ZFM Sport. Now, guys, if you're going to send us a message, okay? Usanyore Ise. Summarize, if you want us to read this, because it's just way too long, okay? And we're trying to go through as many, many messages as we can. So we'll start with this one. Dr. Nelson Zengeni, Pachinoy University of Technology. He says he's listening online. He says, how did we find ourselves competing with minnows like Nigeria and Botswana for a place at the T20 Cricket World Cup? Zimbabwe cricket must pull up their socks and bring us back to those days when we will just qualify automatically.
Yeah, well, it's our performances. You qualify on the back of performances. We've been woeful and terrible for a minute, and these are the results. This is the fruit. So we need to just keep going up and up and up, and then we'll qualify automatically.
Sounds my very good evening, the best sports team in the nation. I'm actually worried about my Warriors. If they continue worrying us, we have to change the name Warriors, because it seems like what they do, it links with the name. This is Nyasha Trotta. I'm worried. Chris, are you worried? Durban looms large. Moses Mabhida, I think, iconic stadium.
I think worried would be to assume that I think there's an opportunity.
Yeah.
So you've read it as a complete thing.
I think for this
no one, chance to win.
Look, Bafana are coming into this hungry because of that 3 points.
Aren't we? We got 4 points. Bottom of the table. We should be hungry.
There's
a difference between hunger and famine. Mm. We are experiencing famine where you know there's no food coming. Okay?
There's nothing coming.
But I see positives. Okay, let me see where the positives are. Let me tell you where the positives are.
This is going to be good.
The positives are players in our team who have a link to South Africa. So for me, if I am, and I'm not saying we are a better team, so I'm saying if I'm just from a psychological point of view, and Aloisia is a former footballer and you've played at national level, I don't know if it works, but I'm taking a look at my squad, and if I'm the coach and I'm saying, I got Marshall Munetsi, absolute household name at Orlando Pirates, Knowledge Musona, household name with Kaizer Chiefs, Terence Zukamanja, a super sport United, Orlando Pirates, Kama Billiard, Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns, Elvis Chipezese, Amagesi, Washington Arubi is there. Divine Lunga, Mamelodi Sundowns, Teenage Hadebe, Kaizer Chiefs, okay? Tando Ngwenya, Amazulu. You could rattle off, Walter Msona was once there, once upon a time.
Yes,
so I am taking a look at that and I'm saying, guys, okay? There is enough there. These are people that you are familiar with. Why? Because the bulk of the squad that South Africa uses plays in South Africa. So for me, is to convince them to believe that at an individual level, at a technical level, you're as good as them. These guys are not playing for Barcelona. They're not playing for Liverpool. They're not playing for PSG. They're playing for Sundowns. So Divine, unochikachi yoshitamana tebo kumakwena, week in, week out.
They should pop you in that dressing room.
In terms of just from a motivational perspective, I'm saying I can motivate them to at least give me something from that.
To be honest, as a footballer, I think South Africa, you don't got it natural that you don't like South Africa. You know, I remember when we played the under-20 tournament because in South Africa, in Swaziland. I mean, when they came in, they were wearing their Kappa track suits and they were looking all nice. All we were saying was, Ivava, no, I think I teach you. So that was the team Angana Tabo Muki, Brian Baloi, and those stars. So title to our teach. So like story, my good knowledge. You know to sort of South Africa.
So play one game. The qualifying campaign. Play that game
if against win this game,
South Africa.
I'll be saying, this is the game you need to give me, boys.
This is
the game.
Yeah. But then,
I hear that.
Because, technical team. Kaitan himself has worked in South Africa. Kaitano has worked in South Africa. Peno Makop is working in South Africa.
It's
like a grudge match.
This is Scotland of Africa, okay?
Yes, of course.
I don't want you.
All right, but then
spare thought for Alois Binji in all this.
I just said.
I am a South African fan after Zimbabwe. Okay. South Africa is my second team.
Anyway.
High sports team, you see, we've now whetted the appetite of...
No, everyone listening, Aloy.
Any updates on the National Sports Stadium renovations?
Agreed, but it's right.
It's a valid point. If this was Mugomba, South Africa would have quite even worse.
Imagine.
Even worse. Because they know that Mugomba is so it could go
sideways. But some guys are chakwati, guys.
You see now.
Do you know why? Because this is a South Africa side that went to Nigeria.
Yes.
Returned an elite.
Did announce,
went to Benin and won.
Yes.
Funduke. Though, it's a South Africa side that lost to Rwanda.
Yes.
Let's not forget.
Earlier
on in the campaign, they lost 2-0 to Rwanda. So it's not like they're infallible. I believe. I'm just hoping that Zimbabwe can put their best foot forward. We can be very positive. And because if we allow South Africa to dominate the ball, I think we're in trouble.
We'll be in big trouble.
But let's be honest here. One thing we must agree, that player for player, we have got a better team.
Agreed. But the question, the challenge.
I do. No, I'm here.
Let's say 11.
Yes.
I do.
Listen. Right. That is our pedigree.
I want to hear our pedigree. Now, guys, now you take it into the realm of subjectivity and thing.
Who's the better goalkeeper?
He's
a better goalkeeper.
Williams, eh?
And Williams.
Yeah.
Right. Who's better, July or Kulsom Dao?
Sailor.
By any metric.
Right. Turned up on my center backs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's better than Pachimpana Show Pirates?
Yeah, and then we
No. Karanganga is better than
No, never. Nah, guys. Never.
No.
Never.
So you're telling me you could impano yeah, no pin them FC Copenhagen straight?
Oh, one time. That boy is I've not seen a more talented center back in South African football since John Mabizela. That boy is going straight into
he's a top league in Europe.
Serie A, English Premier League, Mfano Yano Tamba.
And now he's partnered by that other boy who was at Chiefs, who's now in Europe.
He's now in Europe, the big boy.
The big boy.
Tamba Mfano Alois. World Pirates. And he's strong, eh?
Yeah. No, he is good. But I still think Karanganga is better.
Karanganga is prone to a mistake.
He's prone to a mistake. And also now, you know what's not helping Karanganga? He doesn't have minutes.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Yeah, there was a time when Karanganga was looking really good, Alois, during the AFCON qualification.
Yes. Yeah.
But he was playing quite a bit at Copenhagen.
He was playing week in, week out.
This season, he's not playing.
He doesn't have minutes.
And I think that's a worry, Alois, you know, those minutes. Because you take a look at Nakamba. No minutes. Karanganga, no minutes. There are a number of players.
The only person playing consistently, the people, Arubi, Divine Lunga, Marshall Mnetsi, and then the Zimboys.
Anzi, Nari Kwa can go toe to toe with Mudao.
Mudao actually should be playing here.
They frustrated him.
Right,
Anzi, Inzwaika, Anzi, Hugo, Bruce, Nani, Anzi, Paka Bira, say on your comparison. So it's going to be an interesting game, and I think if you're listening out but you know what we can do? I believe one of the key things that Zim can do is to have a presence in the stadium. Have a presence. Because when the going gets tough, what you need is you need something that can give you a lift. We had a smidge of it in Bloemfontein, if you remember.
Yes, when we played
there. Zimbos turned up.
Yes.
And they were Toyota Stadium.
You could see them,
and there was an enclave of Zimbabwe supporters on the far side.
I agree.
And so they could give the team. So whenever we got into possession, whenever we played well, there was a cheer, a roar that
sound.
There was a sound.
Yeah.
We need that in Durban.
Yeah.
We need the Zimbos
that are in South Africa, in KZN, especially, to be at Moses Mabhida, because there will be times when it's going to get tough.
When it's going to get hard. We're going to suffer a lot of the time. But let me also, a lesson I learned last night, mm-hmm. watching Galatasaray versus Liverpool. Mm-hmm. There is no substitute for energy and graft.
Mm. Yeah.
Galatasaray just worked Liverpool off the park.
They just ran.
No one received a pass and didn't have a challenge coming in within a half a second.
When Liverpool went backwards with the passes.
Yes.
Go back.
If we can do that.
Guys, why not call Zeka from Triangle? Our mid is slow. This is Knox Shamboko from Bulawayo. Aaron Zeka, former Golden Eagles player, has been something of a revelation at Triangle.
Immense.
Yeah.
We've known him for years. But he's been immense for Triangle.
Do you know one of my disappointments this year would be if Zeka does not make it amongst the soccer stars.
Yeah, same, same.
I'll be very disappointed.
He's been absolutely brilliant.
You will get disappointed because the guys that vote, they don't watch.
They don't watch. You're right.
Anzi, another one who's been talked about, guys, and this is Jay. He says, this week I'll be posing questions. So is Junior Selemani not good enough to be called for international duty? Hans Ballas speaks.
Okay, so all of those who are mentioning local players, and I know somebody's going to jump in here and throw Washington Avaya at us just now and all sorts. My reading of our coach, Michael Neese, doesn't respect the local league. He doesn't feel like the players that are playing locally can do a job internationally. Saka, if no matter what you're doing locally, you have to have either had a dance with the national team before or be absolutely blowing the lights out to get selected.
Which is very, very unfortunate. Because even much of our kutamba ku Europe, they started here. So for me, I would rather have a coach and an eye for talent. But in that Chan squad, one or two very bright sparks.
He gave you guys Tando Nguyenyaka.
Only when he went to AmaZulu.
No. But he had gone to COSAFA. And he had been given an opportunity by Nice at COSAFA. Right. So it means that he's a striker that he had looked at whilst he was at FC Platinum.
Who sent him to COSAFA? COSAFA was a squad that was ignored.
Who selected him?
He didn't even want. No, Mike. Let's be honest.
They didn't worry about that squad. No, I'm just asking you. Who selected him? Who sent him there?
That's exactly what I said. You can't say no. Even the Chan squad, I'm asking about COSAFA.
He had the prerogative to select.
Yes.
He had the prerogative to select.
But are you saying
because he was playing at COSAFA, Nice didn't look at him?
So it defeats what we are saying, that Michael Nice doesn't respect this.
But he looked at him.
Does Nice respect the local league?
You have to ask me. I'm not Michael Nice. I am Michael Madoda. You may be mistaking me. Tessa Tinemazuda.
It's Michael Madoda.
No, I cannot speculate on whether Michael Nice respects the local league or not. I don't know. But I can talk about his selections and say that his selections are predominantly his time. Okay, after how many games in South Africa?
He had scored a few.
No,
he had
actually how many?
He scored one.
But you was one goal. News.
Yeah. One goal. What news?
Mike,
he scored one goal. So for me, it tells me that I don't think he was selected on the basis of one goal. I think it's a player that he was tracking. And that going to South Africa...
He did well at the COSAFA. And then from the COSAFA, he went straight.
And he was rewarded. But now he's in the national team.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me try and jump in here. I think
he was doing well already.
There is a... Wait! The Mira on the wall. there is an inconvenience about Tando's selection. The inconvenience is this, that perhaps Michael Nees was watching him, but he only goes into the full national team having crossed the
Can I continue to play devil's advocate?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Who is the player that's been left out? Who makes it into the squad?
For me,
there's one that we talked about, and I agree about him.
Tymon Matjobe.
The centre forward, Tymon Matjobe. Let's go beyond Tymon Matjobe now, and let's start talking names from the local league and telling me who they remove.
Tymon Matjobe in Danyara. That's one. My only one.
Tell me the other ones now from the local league.
Selemani can make it in that team.
Achivisa?
I don't know.
That's the challenge. So Pamurku Vizande Papuise play. Let's balance it. Okay. So if you're gonna have an option to put
and I'm not
have
saying,
someone
I'm
to
just
remove.
Saying give me each out. So if you say Selemani, are you saying to Top Visa Waltam Sona? Top Visa, who do we remove?
Walter.
We can remove Walter, we can remove Zukamanja. For Selemani, yes.
So hold on.
I think now.
What does it give us?
We're getting excited now, and I think we need to call a spade a spade. If we are to bring, let's say, JJ Watukutara Selemani, and put him in there, I would say, and it's an unpopular opinion, but likelihood would be to give Karma a rest. Okay.
Another possibility.
Okay, that's fine. Now we're having a proper discussion. you tell me names because this emotional argument that people want to just talk. I'd rather have we say to okay, Kanamuchiti Ningi is better. Or Top Visa Uyargu Biswa because it's a better option. Yeah. I got no problems.
I also think that, you know, if we're to work on a meritocracy, okay, where we look and select players on merit, and but ultimately the coach will decide the players that he likes that thinks can do a job for him. But for me to have a marvelous Nakamba in the squad when he's only had 16 minutes of competitive football in 9 games that Luton Town has played is challenging. Okay, so in that sense, and I'm not saying marvelous Obudam squad and doesn't go to Africa. I think he would. Okay, I don't have an answer for you there, but I'm just saying that
the theory we all agree on about minutes.
Yeah,
but give me the options.
So I don't. I'm just saying that there's a spot there. There's a slot.
Well, how about if I say Hugo Bruce has picked Tapele Moreno? Why?
Doesn't have minutes. He does the job that he wants. Like I said,
a
coach will pick.
Isn't Marvelous doing what
a coach
wants?
A coach will pick my players. He believes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Isn't that now, if we go down that road, because
selection is very subjective.
Selection is very subjective.
Very subjective.
But I do agree with you, Kuti, minutes is a worry. Because Isuzu, we don't have sort of like we haven't quite refined. And it's easy for a winning team, I think, like Bafana Bafana, to be loyal I think their coach to justify loyalty.
Because
you are successful.
You're winning with that team.
I think for a lot of fans and pundits, then becomes more difficult to justify loyalty when the team is not winning. And the team is not doing well. Because then Chris, people will say, why are you not changing things? Which is where the arguments about the players in the local league, what?
I think we're at the point where we're like, we'll try anything. Swap those players out, let's try some new ones and see if it works.
I think I stirred a hornet's nest, which is what I wanted to do. Let's now go to the messages here. And this one here, Anzi Mike to result on Oshana Guziva, but on Nice, I'm not too sure you're right defending.
Mike is professional. And no one can accuse Mike of bias or any
professional. And also, I think we must look at both sides.
Yes, both sides, exactly.
Which is, okay, what is the view from this side?
Yes.
And then what is the view from your side?
Yeah.
You just sent us the message. I think that is the
And
the
I'm sure why many times you listen to ZFM Sport, we try to be balanced. So when you find someone standing on one side of the argument,
Anzi Achiro Navaya Selemani Fokama Zukamanja, Murwira out, Mauchi in.
Yeah, Zukamanja, I disagree. Murwira is another one who is flirting.
Because you can't say Murwira, because Murwira is a right back. Mauchi wouldn't be able to play right back.
Yeah.
So who are the right back options that we have in our league that you'd look at and say, you know what, Jalai and this one?
So Mbeba.
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 My only worry about Mbeba is Mbeba is like Murwira. He's a bit slow.
Yeah.
So he would actually be good in possession because Mbeba is a technician.
Yeah.
So he's a good technician, etc. But when it comes to recovery speed, and what have we seen of African wingers? African wide players are quick guys.
Yeah.
Kuno Manyiwa. So, and the guys, it's promised from Bulawayo. I wanted to ask, is Terence Zukamanza better than Musenda?
Okay.
It's a good question.
Let me answer that with a question. Does Terence Zukamanja and Daniel Musenda play in the same position?
Same position.
For me, Musenda is a winger.
But
Terence Zukamanja is mira. Terence Zukamanja's most effective position for the national team is as a out and out striker, false nine type position.
But then most of the time we see him deployed in the wide areas.
Yeah.
So that's the problem.
So he's been, time what you're saying is he's been selected as a winger, therefore.
Right.
Mukoma
Joe Nkani has got in touch and he says, I would leave out Nakamba and put in Abubakar Moffat. Of Moors for defensive
he needs to be groomed into a very into a world class player. I think he's got a bright future with the national team.
Abubakar, he has to be picked first.
That's another local boy who's not being
fair play.
He has to be picked first.
But he's a bright spark for
sure. Right.
Mike had a spicy
lunch. 15 goals other than Navaya, regardless of our different calendar. Who has scored 15 in recent times? So he's calling for Navaya.
Yes, but you know what?
I think there were missed opportunities with Navaya.
I think so.
One of them was Kosava.
You were supposed to go to Kosava to move.
Kosava missed the opportunity. I think also the
even the Chan.
Yeah, Kosava was the same time as the Morocco friendlies under Dia. So I think the Kosava was missed opportunity.
Yeah, missed the opportunity. But usually, we discussed about it yesterday that it's the overall.
Yes, I don't think he's as complete as Timon Matuidi.
I haven't seen it. To be honest, I haven't seen it.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues. The big teams. The big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport.
Very quickly, last night's results. Real Madrid, 5-0 winners over Kairat. Atalanta, 2-1 winners over Club Bruges. Marseille, imperious over Ajax, 4-0. They were purring. Bayern Munich, doing what Bayern Munich does, 5-1 winners over Paphos. Inter Milan, 3-0 winners over Slavia Prague. Atletico Madrid, another five by Atletico Madrid over Eintracht Frankfurt this time, and it ended 5-1. Bloder Glimt and Tottenham Hotspur playing out a 2-2 draw. And then Chelsea, 1-0 winners over Benfica. Galatasaray beating Liverpool 1-0. Former Liverpool and England defender Jamie Carragher has likened his former side to a basketball team and said that head coach Arne Slot needs to really earn his money to fix the teething issues at Anfield this season. Let's hear from Jamie Carragher.
I don't feel like I'm watching a top team. This Liverpool aren't playing football at the moment, they're playing basketball. And it's just end to end, and I don't think top teams play like that. And as I said, I expressed that to the manager early on. He'll know that a lot better than me. He's obviously a fantastic manager. But right now, Liverpool went from a top team, but a workmanlike team, I would say, last season. And they've sprinkled a little bit of stardust on it in terms of the transfers that he brought in. And they haven't gained anything going forward, but they've lost a lot defensively.
Jamie Carragher, always good for a soundbite, Alois. And in truth, his soundbite is that Liverpool isn't playing football, they're playing basketball. I'm not too sure.
I don't know about that, but I think...
Liverpool are not yet at the level they were last year.
Defensively, I would say.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Like, overall performance, they are not where they were last year. So they need to balance it out and be compact a little bit more. And they are allowing teams to actually stop them and push them forward. And I think that is a cause for concern at the moment. They need to be that super team, you know, that machine that they were last season, where they can come out of the back and go when they're defending. You can see them all together moving forward. They are not. There's some level of caspidic.
And Mike mentioned Ibu Konate yesterday, Chris, very quickly. And last night, Ibrahima Konate made Mike's case for him by having a shocker.
Yeah, it's... Go ahead. No, it's... I think a very good point that, you know what, there's... According to you, oh, I think there's no better way to say it. Just in terms of his performances, there's something that's not quite clicking there. He's not performing at the level that he's expected to. And I think last night was just emblematic.
And I think continuing selecting him, I think, is on a slot just being cruel to the man. We should just pull him out of the firing line. Yeah,
exposing him.
Yeah, 100%. Just pull him out of the firing line. Put Joe Gomez there. Give him 2-3 games to recover and get back to the right
and then
level.
Gomez is now clipped into gear, and then what happens?
Yeah, pull him out. You need the size. Okay, Benfica boss Jose Mourinho. He thanked Chelsea fans for their warm reception on his return to Stamford Bridge, but admitted his frustration at losing. And his return to Stamford Bridge was pretty cool. I understand there's a guy who had retired who used to bring him custard creams as biscuits. He came out of retirement to make sure that the custard creams were in the press conference room.
Yeah.
And yeah, they hugged and whatnot. Absolutely brilliant.
But we predicted that.
We thought it was going to be actually emotional. Yeah. Those are 3 points, that was really. Listen, Benfica scored an own goal. What more do you want? Anyway, let's go to tonight's matches. Match day 2, group phase, of course. Karabach is taking on FC Copenhagen. That's currently underway. And then Union Saint-Gillois is actually in action as well. And in other matches tonight, Monaco takes on Man City, Bayer Leverkusen PSV, Borussia Dortmund takes on the Athletic Club, Napoli versus Sporting Club de Portugal, Villarreal versus Juventus, Arsenal versus Olympiacos, and the big one, Barcelona versus PSG. And Union Saint-Gillois is currently taking Newcastle. 14 minutes played. It's currently 0-0. Tonight is the night, Alois. We waited for this the entire season, hoping this was going to be the final. Let's hope they deliver, these two teams.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, the only problem is that these are still early days in the Champions League.
Yeah,
they might just hold back a little bit. Like, let's just avoid
defeat.
Yeah, let's just avoid defeat.
Yeah.
You know, probably otherwise, if it was in the knockout stage, we would have enjoyed this one. But now...
But the good thing about this format is that we've seen knockout-style games, Chris, in this phase of the competition.
And that's exactly what UEFA
teams
wanted.
Teams are going for it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what UEFA wanted. They didn't want that sort of slow build-up where we'd kind of take a look at the matches going, and possibly not watch, you know, the first initial batch of matches that were there. And only when these matchups started to happen where you've got the really big, like your Barcelona-PSG matchups, we'd only see those in the from quarter-final stage, is where we'd see those matchups. So I think having this action now, I'm really curious what those viewership numbers actually look like in terms of what global viewership changed from at this point last season to now.
Yeah, they will be up. And just to put things into context, PSG will be without Ousmane Dembele, Désiré Doué, and Kwicha Kwaratsela, which means that they're missing their forward line, in essence. So
Doué is going to be bored.
In truth, Yamal, Rashford, Lewandowski, I think that it's going to be a tough night for PSG, but still an exciting game to watch because it's very, very tactical. Our producer had stuck on the Arsenal-Olympiacos build-up, but we're not going to do that because we're out of time. But we'll catch you tomorrow for Throwback Thursday. I mean, God, sleep rest you. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Manandi, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus, so...
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Muddled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
Z.